Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Sean Spicer, the White House press secretary and acting communications director, has resigned. Here's VOA White House bureau chief Steve Herman.
His resignation comes after word was received, spread through the West Wing here, that Anthony Scaramucci, a financier known to be someone that the president likes seeing on TV, is to become the White House communications director.
Meantime, Sarah Huckabee Sanders immediately named by Scaramucci as Spicer's successor. President Trump's legal advisors looking into possible conflicts of interest within special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation team that they could use to discredit Mueller's inquiry into Russian election meddling. Sanders says Mr. Trump is ready for the Russia probe to end.
The president has absolutely nothing to do with any of the allegations that are being made. I think he's maintained that, and he wants them to complete their process as quickly as possible so that we can move on from the ridiculousness of all things Russia and Russia fever.
In recent weeks, President Trump has expressed anger about the probe after being informed about the legal questions that he and his family could face. A U.S. counterinsurgency airstrike has mistakenly killed at least 15 Afghan security forces, confirmed as Afghan Defense Ministry spokesman on Saturday. The deadly strike came after a Taliban suicide car bomb attack destroyed the same post just before the insurgents carried out their assault. Taliban sources, meanwhile, are claiming that one of the three bombers carried out the suicide attack was the son of a fugitive Islamist insurgency chief. This is VOA News. Officials in Israel saying three Israelis have died, one more was wounded after a Palestinian broke into a home in a West Bank settlement and stabbed the inhabitants. Elsewhere, clashes between Israeli security forces and Palestinians broke out after Israeli police barred Muslim men under the age of 50 from entering a contested Jerusalem holy place for prayers. The U.S. prohibiting American citizens from traveling to North Korea due to mounting concerns over the serious risk of arrest and long-term detention. This follows a travel warning on May 9th that alerted all Americans not to travel to the country. The decision came after the death of U.S. student Otto Warmbier, who died after falling into a coma while in a North Korean prison. British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson says his country is fully allied with Japan in efforts to rein in North Korea's nuclear agenda and missile testing.
I want to stress that Britain stands shoulder to shoulder alongside Japan in our steadfast determination to stop North Korea's persistent violations of United Nations resolutions.
Johnson met with his Japanese counterpart Fumio Kishida in Tokyo. Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe has lashed out against factions in his own party, angling to take over from him, saying they had no backing. More now from Sebastian Mofu in Harare.
This was the first time Mugabe spoke in public since returning from Singapore, where he had gone earlier this month to seek medical treatment, the third time this year. Mugabe did not mention his health in his speech. Instead, he attacked the opposition, accusing it of having nothing to offer Zimbabweans, and he vowed he would win next year's election because of that. Then he turned to his ZANU-PF party.
I want to say to those of us who are leaders, look at what the youths are able to do.
Mugabe, who has led Zimbabwe since 1980, when the country gained its independence from Britain, will be 94 next year when he wants to run again for president. Sebastian Mofu, Harare.
Venezuela's opposition-controlled Congress has appointed a new slate of judges to the Supreme Court, a move that was immediately voided by the High Court in the latest political turmoil to grip that country. Death toll from months of anti-government protests now topping 100. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.